The Andaf, the Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, the second line of the Omed. Kana Rabbonon Suki Gzulo Bamesachech Bershus Arabim. Two cases. One case is a Suki Gzula, that someone will see the Gemara later that that someone kicked out someone else from his Sukkah. A mesachech b'rishus harabim, or a person made his own sukkah in the rishus harabim. So by doing that, he's being goizel the rabim. So the kakois ha-sukkah is gozel. Rabbi Elezer poisel. In these two cases, Rabbi Elezer pasels v'chachomim machshirim. Chachomim say it is kosher. Omar Rav Nachman, the Machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim is, B'shetoykev es chaveiroi ve'yitziyei misukosoi, that he forced the Baal HaSukkah to leave his Sukkah, and he's sitting now in the Sukkah. Rabbi Elezer l'tamei, the Omar in Odom yitzi de chavosoi b'sukosoi shol chaveiroi, that it is impossible for one to be yaitze with someone else's sukkah. For two reasons. Ikarkan igzeles. If we hold karkan igzeles, sukkah gzulahi. So then there's a psul of gzula. Inami karka einan igzeles. Nafilu, we could hold karka is not nigzel. Sukkah shaulahi. But it's still not his. So it's possible out of sukkah sheula. Agabuche, we see from here that sheula is not called that he had borrowed it. Here we're speaking about that it was toikif es chaveiro. He has no rights whatsoever to live in the sukkah. Afalpikem, the Gemara holds of karka einen igzeles. So this falls into the category of a sukkah sheula. This is not a gzula, this is a sheula. The Rabbonon letamayu, the Omri Odom Yoitzi de Chevosai Bisukosi Shal Chaveire, there's no din of Shaloi. The Kalko Einon Igzelis. So therefore, since Kalko Einon Igzelis, it's not called a Gzula. Bisukeshuli, so it's called a Sheula. The chilik between Gzula and Sheula, we'll see in Rashi also, Gzula is that it is not Bershus Habaylim. So a sukkah that is gozel, that is nifka mershus habaylim, is a psul on such a sukkah. The Taisis Ridim Berube says it's a gzeres hakosov, but that's the chefza of gzula. The chefza of gzula is that it is a dovo that is not mershus habaylim. So that is called gozel. It is nifka mershus habaylim. Sheula means it is still mershus habaylim. I'm using Yenem Sukkah, even though I'm using it without permission, but that is called Sheula. So of Karka Einan Igzelas, we say that the Mokim is Becheskes HaBailam HaRishonim, so it's not called Gzula. So it's called Sheula, and according to the Chachomim, one is Yaitze with a Sukkah Sheula. Avol, so the whole Machlokes between Avileza and the Chachomim is, if the sukkah is a mechubad, if there's a shaila of the gezel was in karka, so then we have a machlokes karka nigzelas, nafilu karka ain't nigzelas at sheula. Avul gozal eitzim v'sichach behem. But if the gazlan stole eitzim and he was mesachich with the eitzim, Divrei Hakel Ein Loi Elo Demei Eitzim. Then everyone holds that he's Yaitze. That is not called a Gzula. That is not called a Sheula. And it's considered that it's Shaloi. Mimai, Midiktoni, Dumye Derishus Haram. Because the Beraisa mentioned two cases. Suki Gzula Vamesachet Beshus Haram. So it seems that the gzula of Sukkah gzula is dumya de reshus harab, ma reshus harabim karka lav didehu, sukkinami lav karka didehu. So the Sukkah gzula is also speaking about that it is a Sukkah that the karkois ha-sukkah is lav didehu, and the case is by toikev odom isukosai. But gozal eitzim, which is a different type of a case, it's not similar to Mesachach B'shus Arabim. So there everyone holds that the Gazlan is Yaitzim. Let us see Rashi. But Mesachach B'shus Arabim or Nami Gezel or Rabim. So there he is Gezel. The B'shus Arabim is Miyuchet for Hiluch Arabim. And he's taking it for himself. So that's a Gezel or Rabim. Machloikis, hod the posel Rabbi Lezer. That we have a machloikis, a Rabbi Lezer posel, kegoin shetokaf es chaveiroi bechazoke. Voitzioi misukosoi habnuyo bekarkoi shel nigzo. A machloikis is that tokaf es chaveiroi vetzim misukosoi habnuyo bekarkoi shel nigzo. That means that the whole suke was Bonui al Yenim's kark, and he kicked him out of his kark. V'chol ha-mechuba le-kark, hareyu ki-kark. Now, this Rashi was a very shvera Rashi. For many reasons. One reason, Rashi seems to be saying, Rashi had a psakasha, that l'chayre, how could the Gemara say, for a dover poshut, that toikif chaveiroi misukosoi is not called a gzula according to the chachomim, einachanami, the karke is not gozel, but we have here the tfanei sasuke, the schach of the suke, we have a sukkah is made of more components than karka. So l'chayre Rashi means to be asking that l'chayre, so why isn't it possible according to the Chachamim? That is l'chayre what Rashi seems to be asking. And on that kasha, Rashi answers, v'chol ha-mechuba l'karka, reyu ki-karka. Mechuba l'karka is a reyu ki-karka, so memela, so the sukkah is not any better than the karka. That is Rashi's kasha. L'chayre, that is Rashi's teretz. Now, there's many difficulties to understand this kasha. Number one, l'chayre, this doesn't belong in this Dibur HaMaschil. I mean, Rashi, machloikis, hod apostle Rabbi Lezer. So we're talking about Rabbi Lezer that passed. And Rabbi Lezer, it's bechlal, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's poshut why it's pedishtik teire is negeya and the chachomim. According to the chachomim, that the chachomim hold that it's kosher, so here Rashi should have asked, but l'chayre, why is it kosher? Einach nami, the karke is not gzula, but the sukkah is gzula. So there Rashi should have said, b'chol ha-mechuba l'karka, hareyu ki-karka. That's one problem. The Dibur HaMaschil, in Rabbi Lezer, the hod apostle Rabbi Lezer, the psul of Rabbi Lezer isn't wichtig, in the Chachomim this is wichtig. Number two, the Meforshim Esav Kevege brings down upon him, Meiris, we pass in kolam achuba l'karka lav kikarka. This is a very, very debatable statement that if you have tolush al b'seif chibroi, it is a din of karka take. It's also not so poshut. That's a yisot. Number three, l'chayre, what does Rashi mean to say kolam achuba l'karka reyu kikarka? So what's with the schach? The walls, we could say, they're banged into the karka. What's with the schach? So l'chayre, the Sfas Emes says l'chayre from Rashi, it would seem that the schach was also mechuber to the sukkah, or else l'chayre the schach is not mechuber l'karke. Then he asks Akasha, say, Bezoyser is Chachas Tamazoy Posel, because it's Mechuba. Then he says, that's not true, could be, it's the Psul of Mechuba is, that's Mechuba Mitchilosoy. That's not Dumi, the Psul is Goyer and Vyeke. Betsam we see on Taisus, that Beza Medalot, Taisus asks Akasha, she could be Misachach with Nesorim. Why is Kshomim a Simen Klola Bechagi, ke bang Nesorim, and then it's Akasha Rasukim in Atayra. So I says, when Taisus, that's what you have, Talosh of Psul of Chibroy, doesn't make it, possible a sichuch. But al koponim, but l'chayre, you have to say, if l'chayre, Rashi is making an okimte, that it is speaking about, that everything is mechubal lakarke, that's somehow how Rashi is learning. That is another problem. Thus fell to seis. According to Abelazar, it's possible because the kark is gosel. So this is not necessary. The kark is not shaloi. But what's the problem according to the Chachomim? So according to the Chachomim, if you hold kark ain't an exelus, so the metaltalim, there was no mice exelus, a very interesting gemore in Nagoizel Eitzim. The Gemara says in Agoizel Eitzim as follows. If a person stole a karke, and there was a behemah on top of the karke, and he had intended to steal the karke and to steal the behemah, but the mice exile were bekannt that just like in Kinyonim, one wants to purchase something from someone else, it only becomes his through a mice kinyon, through Meshicha, through Chazoke. So in Gzeil, it's also the same way. In order to get a Teres Gazlan, you have to make a Maisa Kinyan, a Mashiach, a Chazokah. So the Gemara says in Agoizel as follows. If a person wanted to steal a Karke, and there was a Behemah on the Karke, wanted to steal the Behemah also, and he made a Chazokah on the Karke. So the Gemara says as follows. If you hold Karke and Gzeilas, so it's called, he made a Kinyan in the Karke, he got Kinyan Gzeil in the Karke. So the Behemah is also considered Gozel. Rashi says it works out agav, Amirdika agav we see over there, an agav padada dasa cheres machne. But that's what Rashi says. If you hold karka ain't on exelus, so then he doesn't become a gazlan on the behemoth, because what did he do? He didn't get kinyon exel in the karka, he didn't make a maisa kinyon in the metaltalim, so why should it be called, so he doesn't become a gazlan on the metaltalim? So this kasha, they also ask on Rashi, the Magen Avraham, the Panemiris ask on Rashi, if Rashi is going according to the Chachomim, and Rashi had a kasha, ain't a chanami kalka, ain't an exelus, but the sukkah is metaltalim. So why doesn't it become a gazlin on the metaltalim, on the sukkah? Let the walls become gozel. So this is also not shver. If he didn't make a maisik, the old maisikinion he made in the kalka, so lochayre. So since he didn't become a gazlan on the kark, he doesn't become a gazlan on the walls. That's another kasha. But this kasha the Magen Avraham asks and the Panemiris asks. Less will say it's speaking about that he made a maisa kinyan on the walls. Also, the Chavisan Klo exactly what he did. Bechlal, it just says toikif es chaveiro. It doesn't say exactly what he did before, even on the kark. It's very unclear if he made a maisa kinyan. Perhaps Al Kaponim in this last Nakuda will see from Rashi later that the Shem Gozel is totally in Yush. That means if surpassed Yush, and the Ged of Yush is only when it's out of the Rishus of the Bailam, then past Yush, the Ged of Gozel is that it's Nifka Mirshus Bailam Al Yedei Yush. Rashi says later, Vesukha Gzuli Dimiyashi Bailamine. And Rashi would seem that you need Yush also to give it a Shem Gozel. So could be that Rashi held that if we would consider that the Fane Hasukhe and the Schach of the Sukhe is metaltalim, speaking about this metaltalim, so could be the musig of gezel on kinyonik zayla, since it, the even though karka ain't an exelis, but these metaltalim are not bershus hanigzel. That means it's considered ovud mimenu. Karka you can never take away. Karka ain't an exelis. Karka becheskes baileoi medis, because karka is adova kabu, which can never be taken away. But metaltalim can be taken away. So since the sukkah, if it would be a sukkah shal metaltalim, finds itself under shlitosoi shal hagazlin, so memela that alone, afilo unkinyon igzela, it should get a shame gozel. There is, say, magnavram and cementofayin gimel, which would seem to say such a thing, that if you'll have a dover metaltal in a karke, that's gozel, even though karke ain't in exela, so the metaltal would be called gozel and past a musig of yish. So it could be that is pshat and rashi, that rashi al kaponim, could be rashi is saying that the walls of the sukkah and the schach of the sukkah should be considered gzulim, afilu according to the chachomim. Afilu they hold karka ain't an exelis, but this is metaltalim. There's metaltalim which are nifka mershus abaylim. The baylim don't have shlita over these metaltalim. So it should have a shame gozel. So therefore Rashi is making an akimta chalamachuba la karka areyu ke karka. Al koponim, so Rashi said over here that Rabbi Lezer was speaking about that there was a gzeilus tokaf es chaveire bechazoka beitziv misukosei abnuye bekarkoi shel nigzo. He chased away the owner from his karka and his sukkah. The Rabbi Lezer letaime, the omar sukkah sheule en yoitzim bo beperek hayoshem. Hilkach mimonav shech zupsula. So this is Apostle Sukkah. Ikalka nigzeles kloima. Im yesh al hakalke teures gezel kishar metaltalim. And here Rashi defines gezel lamoid becheskas hagazlin. That means it's ene bershus hanigzel. It's becheskas hagazlin. So Sukkah gzule. Verbeleza dorish tasalocho mishalocho. V'loi gzula, v'loi sheula. V'eina nigzeles. And if you hold, if Rabbi Lezer holds karka, eina nigzeles. V'chol ayomim birshus baylehu. It's not called becheska sagazla. It's called birshus baylehu. It wasn't nifka birshus baylehu. Havelo sheula. So then it's a shula. So I say he's using yenim suke. Plukti bagoisel, ikalamand yomar karka nigzelus, the dorish ribui umir, vikalamand yomar karka inenigzelus, the dorish kloli uproti. So memele, so according to Rabbi Lezer, mimonavshech, if karka nigzelus, it's ksule, if karka inenigzelus, it's shule. Rabbonu letamai, domi yaitzi odin besuke she'ene shaloi bisha'ule, you don't need bailus on the suke. The Sviralu, the Karkain and Exelis. The Rabbon and Idomri Beperka Goizel, the Karkain and Exelis. They hold in the Goizel, Karkain and Exelis. Upligi alay the Rablezer Nami Behod Exelis Karkain. There in the Goizel, the Choylikanim. Rablezer holds Karkain and Exelis, and they hold Karkain and Exelis. Hilka Shulahi. For who had the Nami Davalel Ravnachma Lameim with the Rablezer, the time made. He didn't have to go with Amamon of Shech. The Omar Bagoizel, Karkin Exelitz. He could have said, Klo, Abelezel Letamei, going to Chomul Letamayu, so he could say, Abelezel Letamei, Besuk Exuli, the Miyayshi Bailim Minei Kishal Metaltalim. Here we see from Rashi that the Shem Gozel is Tolly in Yush, the Abelei Karke Becheskas Gazlin, that it's called, it's Nifka Meshus Hanigzel, that is called Gzula. Rabbonu letamai, domi karka, einen igzeles, ushulei. The more could have said, lishitos, elei omar hochi, ave mash medamoida rabbeleza bishule. then it would have been misleading. So then it would seem that Rabbi Lezer is moide b'shulim. Rabbi Lezer l'tameh, because he holds kalker and exelus, that's why it's possible. If he wouldn't hold that, it would be kosher. V'anan kimlon b'yoshon daf b'shulim possible. He would have held that Kark and Exelus Karabona Falohi Posolo Mishum Shula. So that was the first half of the memra of Rav Nachman, that the whole machloikis is Taikiv Eschaveiroi Beitzia Misekosoi. So this case is totally in Kark and Exelus. And that's the machloikis. Avol gozal eitzim besichach behem. But what is the halacha if the gzela was an eitzim? It was mesachach with these eitzim. Ein zu loy gzule v'loy shula. Then it's not called gzula, it's not called shula. So in other words, it is kosher bein l'Rabbi Elazar or bein l'chachomim. Now Rashi says, why is it kosher? The konanu v'shinui maise v'shinui Hashem v'oid mishum takonas hashovim einitzorach lister binyonim eleyachzer domim. Now this is Amor Dike Rashi. Rashi gives us three reasons why he's koine. One, it's a shinui maise. It's a shini maise, that means if you put the schach on the sukkah, it's a shini maise, it's a shini Hashem. And then, v'oig mishum takonis hashovim, then Rashi says, it's a takonis darabonin also. Ein itzorch lister binyonoi, el yachzer domin. Now, l'chayre, this is, stamazay, very modne, this is like a Yehuda v'oig l'kro. Then Rashi says, you know, if he stole Eitzim and he put on top of a sukkah, he's koide b'shini maise, b'shini Hashem, and it's a takonis hashovim also. I mean, why do you need a takonis hashovim over here? Let's put this kasha on hold. But there's really another kasha, which the Ktzois asks, the Keren Oire asks on Rashi. There's a Gemara in Bobekame. The Gemara is machadish, there's a kinyan of Shini Hashem. Such a kinyan of Shini Hashem. This is a chiddush of the Gemara, there's a kinyan of Shini Hashem. So the Gemara is a kashem, there's a kinyan of Shini Hashem. So why do you need takonas morish, typically al Shini Hashem? The Gemara is this kashem, typically al Shini Hashem. Before it was a beam, and now it's a roof, part of a roof. And this kasha, the Gemara, so there's a Gemara in Baba Kama, the Gemara is a kasha, why didn't he takon as morish typically al Shini Hashem? And that the Gemara answers to Terutz. One, it's not a Shini Hashem, it's still called a beam. Number two, it's a Shini Hashem, a choizer, so it's also not koine. So there's a, by the sugi of takon as morish, the Gemara never cholim to ask a kasha, it's a Shini Maise, that the Gemara didn't ask. Moni yes, but if Shini Hashem is koine, this should be called a Shini Hashem. This isn't called a Shini Maise. And really it's poshut because it's not a Shini Maise. A beam is a Shini Maise. It's the same thing like before. Maybe it has a different name. Shini Maise means that the thing gets changed. That he stole a piece of wood and he carved out a keli out of it. That's called he changed the wood. But Stabaza, he's using this for a beam, or he's using it for Tzad Hashini Maise. The Gemara is, it's called Hashini Hashem. The Gemara says, it's not Hashini Hashem, it's Hashini Hashem Achoyza. And all of a sudden, Rashi here, where a person was Gozal Eitzim V'sichach Behem, Rashi, through the books, it's Hashini Maise, and it's Hashini Hashem, and it's Takonas Morish also. So the Ktzoi says, it's a Shini Maise, and it's a Shini Hashem, so why didn't he take on his morish? And that was the whole sugi in Baba Kama, which is Akasha. But let us go further. So here it says that if he stole Eitzim V'sichach Behem, so there's three reasons why it is his. Boi mishem takones ha-shovim einei tzorech lister binyon mei, elo yachzir domen. Doesn't have to be soise binyon mei, elo yachzir domen. Uda amrinon, bepeirik ha-yoshon. So now all of a sudden Rashi got stuck. That means Rav Nachman put down the halachas as follows. If you goizel a sukkah, so it's not called a sukkah gzul according to the Chachamim. Because karka ain't in exelus. If you goizel eitzim, so it's also not called gozel. Yekayne, b'shini maise, b'shini Hashem, and b'shim takonis ha-shov b'nei tzorich lister b'nyone. So now Rashi, all of a sudden, asks the kasha, d'mrine b'per kayoshen, d'moide rabbonon b'gzulo, that there is such a thing as a sukkah gzula, so now Rashi got stuck. What's the case of gzula? Begoizel sukkosai, it's not gzula. Begoizel eitzim, it's not gzula. So Rashi says, la begoizel sukkah mechuberes lekarke, if he stole a sukkah mechuberes lekarke, so that's not called gzula according to the Chachamim. Veloi begoizel eitzim v'mesachech behem, that's also not called gzula. Because that he's kind of it for three reasons. Elo begoizel suka hasuye bereisha gole bereisha svine. Now the posik that says gzula is posel is speaking about that it was a suka metoteles. It's bereisha gole bereisha svine. The he atzma nigzeles. That here, this you could steal. This is a davar metalto. She'eino mechuberes lekarke. This is not mechuber lekarke. Ve'ein olav lahachzer domim. And here he's no eitzer. Here there's no takonis morish that he could keep it and pay for it. Alekamoishi benuya. He has to give it back the way it is. Ve'ein kam mishum takonis hashavim. Because here there's no takonis hashavim. Shereilei torach ole livnoisa, there was no tirche. Blei haitzi ole yitzias, the whole thing was that takonis hashavim. That means a person, it will be difficult to do tshuva. This was built into a binyan now to be soisa, the whole binyan. That's a shreklech and nisoyim. So al takonis hashavim, they made a takonis that he should be able to do tshuva without returning the morish, without returning the eitzim, and they'll just give back the money. But over here, if he stole a portable sukkah, a sukkah bereisha gola, bereisha svine, this is a portable sukkah, so there's no takonis hashavim. So this is a true sukkah gzula. Hilkach gzulahi. This is called a gzula. So this is Rashi's nukash and Rashi's teretz. Mimai de begzelis karke pligi ubetayme de shula, because it says dumye de reshu sarab. Agav uche, we hear on daf chav gimel amed aleph, we hear a machlekes tanoim, ha'isus ukosay bereisha svine bereisha gole. This is Rashi's girsa also on the first perek. If bechlal, if this is called, if this is a kosher sukkah bechlal, because it's not called kavua, it's yod sukkah diras kva bina, so this is not called kva. So you have to know, he says this whole teretz of Rashi is the only Rashi's only hechetimtze of a sukkah gzula. Rashi only found bereish agola bereish asvina lechayre. This is koruch and another shaila. This chalukei deis of bechlal a sukkah bereish agola bereish asvina. Estamazaya kosher a sukkah could be the old sukkah diras kvabin. It could be estamazaya posel a sukkah. And it's very modne. I mean, why did L'chayre could have avoided the problem. Let's say he built a sukkah al-gabi karke, but it's not mechubel karke. I mean, you have to bang it to the karke in order to But it's a good to stand. I mean, l'chayre, shayach eichet timtze, l'chayre, it's not mechubel l'kalke. Al kaponim, this is what Rashi says. And let us go a little further. We'll get into more difficulties. The Gemara says further as follows. Al kaponim, till now we hear this memra of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said that if a person is goizel, asukya mechuberes, it's machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. That tolif kak and exeles, and the shula is possible. If a person is goizel, eats him, it's kosher. Rashi said three reasons why it's kosher, shini maise, shini Hashem, and takonis morish. That was what we had till now. Now let's go further. Ahi safte da soy lekame da Rav Nachman. Omro lei, so she came to Rav Nachman and she told him, reish geluse, vikulu rabonon deve reish geluse, besuke gzula avi yosfe. They're sitting in a suke gzula. What shall a suke gzula? So Rashi says, Ahi safte, the gozlu mimeno avde reish geluse eitzim, besochechu behem. He says, the schach of that sukkah that the Reish Galusa and all the Rabbonim were sitting was stolen goods. It was her Eitzim. They stole her Eitzim. Yeah. Tzavcha v'lei ashkech bo Rav Nachman. And she was screaming. And he ignored her. Lachlan there wanted us to say, we'll see later that the halacha was that they only owe her money. So to say that they owe her money, that's not a nishin yontav geret. I mean, this chelik, they were yaitze. We'll see later. They were yaitze. This is gozal eitzim v'sichich bem. So they were yaitze. So als the sukkah de kishayla, they yaitze. Als the gezel de kishayla, it's yontav. It's yontav. So mamela. So there's nothing what to talk about. So therefore he ignored her. Omrolei, le'ashkechbo Rav Nachman. Omrolei, so she told him, but she wouldn't take a cold shoulder from him. She spoke up. Omrolei, itse dahabolei lavue, tlas meyo v'tamni sori avdi, tzofche kamayu v'loi ashkechisabo. This is the woman that's standing in front of you. She descends, her father possessed 318 avodim, and she's screaming and you ignore her. So what's this 318 avodim? So Rashi says, Avrom Avinu, Yilidei Beisai, Shmeina Oso, Ushloi Shmeis. So how does this come in? So the Elchanel wants to say that she understood that that Rav Nachman held that what the avodim of the Reish Galusa do, that's not his cheshbon. He's not responsible for the actions of his avodim. So Mamela now says, Shalom al Yisrael, what they did, but there's nothing what to talk about. So she told him that Avraham Avinu had he had 318 avodim. Bayork eschanichov. So the Gemara says, Herikan bezov, to make sure that they shouldn't steal anything. He gave them money that they shouldn't. So you see that an odin is achoy on my avodah. I mean, it's not, you see, look what my father did. Look what Avraham Avinu did, his avodim. Omer lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman did not speak with her again because he had this problem. It's yontev. What they to talk about? To her he can't speak. Omer lehu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "Peisa hido ve'ein lo elod me'etzim bulvat." So he didn't want to tell her that she's able to mon the me'etzim because that's a hilchosha mishpat which we don't speak about in yontev. But Peisehido, he saw that she's a redner, she wants to be mezalzel the Reish Galusa and the Talmid HaChachamim who was sitting there. Now that already goes into the category of zilzul of kveida teire. So he has to say something. So he told them, ve'ein la'elo d'mei eitzim b'vat. Let her hear. That means to them he was telling a halach. He wasn't paskening for her. This was permissible to speak about in Yom Tov. Ve'ein la'elo d'mei eitzim b'vat. That means she can't mon anything. Ve'ein la'elo d'mei eitzim b'vat. Let us see Rashi. Pe'isa kolani sizu. Ela d'mei eitzim. Zakonis chachomim izu. Alamorish agozol shabonoi bebiro. Sheyitoil anigzol esdomov. This is a takonis chachomim. V'loi chayvu lakakeyo es binyonim. Imnei takonis hashovim. V'mesech es git. Now, here we have l'chayre a big problem in Rashi. Right before, when Rav Nachman had said that Abul Gozel Eitzim V'Sichich Behem, so Rashi said, so Rav Nachman said, it's a kosher esuke. So there Rashi gave us three reasons why it's kosher, it's a Shini Maise, it's a Shini Hashem, and Takonis Morish also. Rashi said all the reasons. And now all of a sudden, when we come to this Maise, so here Rashi says, Takonis Chachomim Izu, Elodim Eitzim, Takonis Chachomim Izu, Alamorish Hagoz, Lechavu, Lakez, Binyonim, Imnei Takonis Hashovim, B'Meseches Gittin. So this is also, we listen why all of a sudden, we'll see it's Muchach from the Gemara, that this Gemara over here means Davke Takonis Hashovim. So all of a sudden, Rashi, Masach Nishvissendik from Shini Maise and Shini Hashem. Let us see Taisvis. Ikarka Nigzelis, Emesud Rabeleza Sovakain, the Shamina Lehochi Bagoizel Basre, Loreitzel Yashev Dvorov Becholinim. Avogozel Eitzim, that means a filler, it wouldn't be Lashitose, it also would hold that it's a Pasul Asuke because it's a Suke Shula. Avogozel Eitzim Vesich Behem, Einze Leikzule, Vlei Shule, Tekananu, Bishini Maise, Bishini Hashem, Vlei Mishim Takonis Hashov, Meinlei Olav Listeres Binyonai, Aliyar Zerdom. Oh, damrine beperik ayosh and salsalosh navrashi, the moide rabbonim bigzula. So where's the case of gzula? La, begoizel sukam chuberis lekarke, because that's not gzula. Vloi, begoizel eitzim besichir behem, because that's his, it's also not gzula. La, begoizel suke asuye beroish agole, beroish asvina dihi atzman igzelis. Here, this is taka gzula. She'ena mechuberes lekalke. Be'ena olav laharzir domim. Here, we can't get away with returning the demei hasuke alakamoishi benuya. The ain bo mishum takonis hashom. She'ra leitorach livnoisoi. Lehoitzi olav yitzis. Hilkach gzula hi. Kach pirish bekuntres. So this is Rashi. He says Rashi had a problem. Where can we find the hechetimtza of a sukkah gzula according to the chachomim? Not by gozel eitzim, not by gozel sukkah. So Rashi found a hechetimtza by sukkah b'roish agola b'roish asvina. So Rashi, so Taisa says va'alchinam dochak. So Taisa says the whole problem is not, in essence, it's not a problem. To be the cause of loch, the maitin and gzula beper kayosham. V'gozal eitzim v'sichich behem, shini achoizel ebriyosayu. So now, Tosfos in one shot, we mentioned before our Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama asks this kasha, that why do you need takonas morish? Typically, al shini Hashem. And there the Gemara answers, it's one teretz, it's a shini achoizer. So Taisvah says, so gozel eitzim v'sichich behem is a shini achoizer. Amid deraisa loikoni. So if you're asking a kasha, Where is there a case of a sukkah gzula? A case min ha-Torah is a person went and stole eitz and mesichah b'am. So it's schach gozel. Umishum takonas morish, haynu mit der rabono. Takonas morish, takadiza takonas morish, that's mit der rabono. Ukromi tukim mit der reise, yesking akasha, vi pas the posik is gozel eitz and mesichah b'am. After the takone, so good, so could be then about kaponim to ask a kasha, where's the hechetimtze of gzule? L'chayre, the hechetimtze of gzule is by gozaleitzim v'sichach behem. Lule de mistafine on this kasha of Taisvis. Taisvis asks on Rashi that it's Ashini Hachayza. Bachsach Meir, Rashi is going Lashitosoi, and Taisvis is going Lashitosam. There's a Gemara in Babakame, Bavchofa Medbeis. The Gemara speaks about that if a person took a Evan Shal Hegdish and Kova Bebinyin, and he was Keveya this in a Binyin, Have Shinui Umoal. So the Gemara says that when he was Keveya in a Binyin, that's called a Shinui, it's called a Maisa Gzeile, and Umoal Miyat. Rabbeinu Gershom says, "Kiven de boni lo." This Rabbeinu Gershom and Mila Davchov, "Kiven de boni lo mi es shechibra bebinyan besid, he stuck it bebinyan besid, ubavonim areimol she'ein locha shinui gadol mizeh." So Rashi says it's a shinui. Have a shinui umol miyad. So that means you keveya an even in a binyan. So Rashi says on Davchof Amad Beis it's called a Shinui. Ben Gershon and Meila Davchof Amad Aleph says it's a Shinui. She'en lecha Shinui Godlo Mizeh. And Taisvis in Babakama Davchof Amad Beis is chaylik on Rashi. Ki kova nami loikoni di Shinui achayza lebriyosayu. So here we see it seems that Rashi and Taisvis are going l'shitosam. There, if a person was keveya something bebinyin, so Rashi says that's called a shinui, he's a gazlin, and Taisvis says it's a shinui hachayza. And the Shita Mekabetzis in Bobekama Davchof Amid Beis says as follows: bebinyin choshev shinui tvei. Kiven de botel lei agav ara v'choshev kekalke. Atkan l'shaynei. The Shita Mekabetza says that this is not called a shinui achoiza. This is called a shinui. Kiven de botel lei agav ara, since it's botel to the kalke, choshev kekalke, so this is called a shinui. Dachsach mir, pshat in the Shita Mekabetza is as follows. We had once mentioned a sfora of the Tumas Akri. What is the chesoron of a shinui hachoyza? A shinui hachoyza, let us say, for example, you go and you'll take four boards and you'll make a bench. You bang the four boards together, you make a bench. That is called a shinui hachoyza. You'll just go and take out the nails and you have the same boards like before. So that's called a shinui hachoyza. So the Tumas Akri says, you know why this is not called a shinui? Because in Yesod the boards didn't change. You have four boards next to the other, now you can sit on them. Good, it's a bench. But the boards, there's no hishtanus. That means if they're stuck together and you can't separate them, so they change. Before you had four thin boards, which were an inch wide, and now you have one thick board, which is 4 inches wide. That if it's einechayza, if it's stuck together, so you made from four thin boards, one thick board. But if it's chayza, you can go and slip them apart, you can take them apart, so there was no shinui, the Tumas Akri explains, because the boards are the same.
You see, have the same, so therefore, it is not called the boards became mishtane. Here, the Shita Mekabetzis is saying, Amoyre de Kolomdis. If you have a Dover HaMetaltel and you mechaber it lekarke, it became karke now. It changed. This is a shinui. The kibin the botale agav karke, choshiv ke karke. This is called a shinui. Before it was a Dover HaMetaltel, we have here our Rashi says, kol hamechuber lekarke hareyu ke karke. That was the yisod of our Rashi. So memele, this is called taka ashinui. This is called ashinui. So memele, but the Taisus and Baba Kama did not hold of this. Taisus asks it for akasha. So it could be that akaponim, this is pshat and Rashi. Rashi holds it is called a shinui, and Tosfos holds it's not called a shinui. And perhaps we could say that we had mentioned before the Ktois asks Akasha and Rashi that the Gemara in Bobekame asks why do you need Takonas Morish Tepek Leit. The Ktois asks on Rashi, the Ktois in Simen Shin Samach Sif Kotten Gimel, why do you need Takonis Morish? It's a Shini Maise. Rashi calls it a Shini Maise. So why is it called, why do you need Takonis Morish? And that's in the Gemara, by the Chos, it's not called a Shini. I mean, perhaps it is dependent on what Rashi said over here. V'chola machuba l'karka areyu kekarka. We had mentioned this is a very debatable statement. For some reason, Rashi learns Argamor that Argamor holds chola machuba l'karka areyu kekarka. We mentioned others eskan Rashi, l'alocha we pass in chola machuba l'karka laf kekarka. So, it could be the Gemara in Bobekame that is asking why do you need takonis morish? That is if I assume kolam achuba lekarke lavke karke. So memele. So then taket there's no shini. Then it's takashini achoisa because it didn't change. The board didn't change. But for some reason, if asugya holds kolam achuba lekarke harehu kekarke, so then Rashi says for dover poshit that it's. Somehow this Gemara Rashi says held kol hamechuba lekarka areyu kekarka. So then there's a shini maise and a shini Hashem. There's a shini maise and a shini Hashem. Yeah. But there's one problem. I mean, if we will assume that the whole din of Shinui Maise is only when you attached it to the Sukkah, you mentioned this Fas Emes seems to learn like that, and that's the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Gershon and Meile, the Kivin the Bonei Lo Mie Shechibro Bebinyan Besida Bavonim Araymor Shein Locho Shinui Godel Mizeh, that the Chibur Le karke, that gets a din karke, so then lechayre, there was a poshet eitzah, Rashi should have said, how was there a case of a sukkah gzula, if he wasn't mechaber the schach to the sukkah? I mean, what's the problem? Rashi is racking his brains to find a case of a sukkah gzula. So say he just put the schach on top of the sukkah, so lechayre there, it's not considered mechuba le karke. So, the violet still right from Poshet, this Rashi. Let us go further in Taisus. Now Taisus handles with Takonas Morish. So Taisus says, Afilu mi darabonon, beloi agole esfine, ikelo ukmekro. Afilu mi darabonon, I could find a case without agole esfine that it's called a sukkah gzula.
כגוין ברעובן שבונו סוכה בחצרוי של שמן מדייטו. רובן בילט הסוכה in Shimon's chotzer, he got permission to build it there. There's a geir shalom midat, let's not get into this problem. But he built, Reuben built a sukkah in Shimon's chotzer. Ubo Shimon v'tokaf es Reuben v'yitziyoy misukosoy. Now, Shimon chased Reuben out of the sukkah. The ein oleho teiras she'ulo. So this is not called a shol de kesuke, kiven do loy kaima bershusoy shel Reuven, loy dom ye le kalke de becheskes habaylam oimedes olakach ein kalke nivzelas. Now Taisva says a yesod, that the reason kalke ein a nivzelas is balsapasnish kaimais exela, kalke becheskes baylam oimedes. That means if Reuven built a sukkah in Reuven's property, so afilu Shimon chased Reuven out of his sukkah, but since the property is still Reuven's, so the sukkah is in Reuven's property, so it's not gozel. It was never taken away from him. They're not letting him walk into his sukkah, so they're chasing him away. But it's not considered that his sukkah was stolen, since his sukkah is on his property, in kalke becheskes b'leoi medes, it's never considered stolen. But Taisa says, but if Reuven built his sukkah on Shimon's property, and now Shimon chases Reuven out of the sukkah, so now Reuven's sukkah is on Shimon's property. So it's not becheskes b'leoi, it's on Shimon's property. So then, passed a musig of gezel. And for Daisus, it would seem if it's mechuba lekalke. If it's mechuba lekalke, but here we have a chetimtze, that a sukkah that is mechuba lekalke should be gozel, if it's not bershus habaylim, if it's on Shimon's property. Kimen v'leikayme bershusay shel Reuven, so memeil, so this is called gozel. Now let us see the Gilyan Ashas. Tamu Ali. So Rabbi Kivega asks, he doesn't understand Taisvis. He says, Taisvis is saying that even you have a dovo that's mechuba lekalke, but if it's not on the kalke of the nigzal, so it's called gozel. Omrin en yotzu avodim shehukshu lekakois. The Gemara says in a gozel, if someone steals an evet, so there's no, avodim einem nigzalim. Because tukshul lekakois. So if you hold kalka in an exelus, avodim is also in an exelus. In kain, he goes al avodim, bichnisam lebeisoi. So the Gemara says, einam nixolim, is ein nixolim. Bishot from no, what happens if a flood comes? Ein chai bachayusam. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, avodim einam nixolim. Harei av de ein kayomim bushus bailim. Vehein b'shus ha-gazl, afilohochi einam nigzolis, v'tzorich iyun godl. That means, Rabbi Kivega asks on Taisvis, that Taisvis assumed that the only reason kalka einam nigzolis is because you can't take it out of the reshus of the Bailam. So Taisvis found a case that you could take it out of the reshus of the Bailam, that Reuben built a sukkah on Shimon's property. So even though it's mechubu lekalka, but it's nigzolis. It's nigzelis. So he says, "I bezois avodim should also be nigzelim." And we see from the Gemara, the Sagemara Nagoizel, that avodim are not nigzelim. So it blives by a tzorich in Godel, Rabbi Kivega. The Chiddush Rabbi Reuven and Sukkah, he wants to for Taisvitz, wants to for Rabbi Kivega's kasha as follows. Be Emerson, there are two distinct inyonim. There's one inyan of the responsibilities that a gazlan has. A gazlan is chayiv b'chayis. A gazlan steals some things, he's responsible for it. If a person was gozel metaltalim and a flood came, so it's an onus gomor, it's not here anymore. So he's chayiv to pay. That's the din. A gazlan with kinyonik zeile becomes responsible for what he stole. And that is a gzeiras akosu, that karka ain't an gzeiras. You don't get kinyon gzeila in karka, according to the Chachamim. You don't get kinyon gzeila in avodim also. That's true, karka. That means so the responsibilities of a gazlan, which is dependent in kinyon gzeila, do not apply by karka and huadin by avodim. That is true. But we're speaking about the psul of sukkah gzula, a stolen sukkah. So here Rabbi Ruben wants to say that Tosfos held a stolen gzula is not necessarily called stolen only if the gazlan has kinyan gzela. If it has a tzura of gzula, that means it's not in his reshus. So even though halachically the gazlan is not responsible for it, but the shame gozel means it's not b'rshus habaylim. So Tosfos held, if you have a sukkah, which is mechuba lekarka, but it's not b'rshus habaylim, so that is also called a sukkah gzula, because it's shayach to make a maisa gzela on this sukkah, even though he doesn't get kinyon gzela. And by avodim also, sepas semachan a maisa gzela on avodim, even though you don't get kinyon gzela. So that's the machlokes Tosfos and Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege held without kinyan gzeila doesn't get a shame gozel whatsoever. So it's not called sukkah gzula. And Tosfos held that a maisa gzeila, as long as it is possible that it should become b'metzias gozel me'abaylam, that it finds itself not b'rshus abaylam, that is sufficient to give it a shame gozel, and it's possible according to the Chacham. Let us go a little further. Omar Ravine, Hai Kshure de Metalalto de Gzule, Ovdi Lei Rabbonon Takante Mishum Takonis Mosh. Now, if a person stole a beam, and he's using this beam to support the schach of the sukkah, of the lerabon and takanta mishum takonis morish, so there's a takonis morish, that he can give him 8 domim, and he can keep the beam. Frek de gemore pshite, maish no me eitzim, just like we said before, that by Eitzim there's a takonis morish, so here also there's a takonis morish. Now, Agavuche, we see from this Gemara, that it was poshut to the Gemara that the reason of Eitzim is alt takonis morish. Rashi before said there's a shini maisa, shini Hashem. The Gemara seems to be, the Gemara, there's a takonis morish also. But al kaponim, the Gemara, it seems, was a dover poshut that there's a takonis morish by Eitzim. So who are then by the beam also, by the kshura de metal alto. So the Gemara says, pshita maishna me eitzim. So the Gemara says, ma de tein me eitzim shrichi, avol hai loy shrichi, eima loy, kamash melon, that means like this, that eitzim, they made a takone, letoivis agazlan, because the nigzel is not losing out too much. The nigzel, if he gives him the money, so he can buy other eitzim. So no one's losing out. The gazlan can do tshuva, and the nigzel can purchase different eitzim, but a kshure is difficult to purchase. So I would think they never made a takonis hashovim by a kshure. So kamash melon, that they did make a takonis ashov. Kamash melon. Now the Gemara says anudin. Hani mili begoy shiva. This whole takonis ashovim is only in the 7 days of Sukkot. So that means if he was teveya in the 7 days of Sukkot, the kshure, beitzim, so he gives him money and a good talk. Aval abosu shiva. But if he was teveya after the 7 days, hoda beine. Then he has to give back the kshura, or the eitzim. V'chibre betina filach hashiva namayor v'leidomi. If he attached it, safilo after the 7 days, can also keep it and give him back money. Let us see Rashi. Obdu rabonon takante li teodomov. מבני תקונס מורש, ולמרינן אין כאן הפסד מרובה, ויאסטר סוכוסוי, ומצווה משוולי כל שיבה כבניין כבר. So here Rashi says that Bemison, this is not similar to a Morish, this is a very flimsy binyan over here. No, mitzvah mashvalei kol shive kebinyin kva, so it's called kavua. Yeah, pshite, maishna me'etzim, v'amorin leil gozal etzim, v'sichri b'em ein lei aladomim. So we see there's a takonis morish. Etzim shchichi liknais bedomim shiten leize, v'lchem shim takonis ha'shovim le'etrechu le'goizel, v'nigzel motzi mitrechu mizven. ביחיב רבתי נהב לי כשאר בניין קבוע. I once thought if this is true or not true is debatable, but I once thought that that what Rashi said, that there are three reasons why you can be kainer, you're kind of the Eitzim, Shini Maise, Shini Hashem, and Takonis Morish. It could be that Rashi is saying these three reasons for two different people. Could be according to Rabbi Lezer, we had mentioned before that Kovoy Bebinyin, and here Rashi seems to be saying in Sukkis, everything is called a Binyin Kvafil, it's not Mechuba, could be, it's also as a shame, binyan kva, the mitzvah is machshevet for binyan. I'm making, from a dover ha-metaltel, I'm making it karke, that we had mentioned before, the shita mekabetzes, and that's called a shinui, that's called, I'm making, that's called a shinui, it's better than a shini achoize. Could be, according to Rabbi Lezer, that karke nigzeles, so making from a dover ha-metaltel into karke, that's called a maise gzele, that's called a maise shinui, and he could be kaine the dover ha-metaltel by making it into karke. According to the chachomim that hold karke ain't an exelis, so it could be by making it into karke, making it into something that's ain't an exel, you won't be kaine b'shinui. So perhaps that what Rashi is saying, that Gozel Eitzim V'sichach Behem, he was Koine, and Rashi says, Shini Maisin, Shini Hashem, and Takonis Morish, could be Shini Maisin, Shini Hashem is going according to Rabbi Lezer that holds Karka Nigzelas. And Takonis Morish is going according to the Chachomim, hold Karka Einen Nigzelas. So then there's no Din Shinui. If Karka Einen Nigzelas, making it into a Dov or Shini Nigzel, could be, you wouldn't be Koine B'Shini Maise, Al Yedeze. So Rashi is talking according to everyone, according to Rabbi Lezer, Yekoine Al Shinui, according to the Chachomim, Yekoine Al Takonis Morish. And if that is true, so then later when Rashi was spoke about that he safte, here Rashi only mentioned, the whole Gemara only speaks about Takonis Morish, because later we're going Laloch according to the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, Kalke is Einan Igzelis, so there's no Din Shinui, so the only way it becomes is because of Takonis Morish. Ve'imkeinim anachnu, we could fadin one more thing. There is a kasha that the Avni Miluim asks an asugye from Arosh. An Arosh. The Rosh says, after Mitzvayta Mesech the Sukkah, that if something has to be shaloi, it has to be his forever. A bailus lizman is not called shaloi. That's what the Rosh says. If you'll give someone a matona lizman, that's not called shaloi. Shaloi means it's mine forever. If it's mine for a few days, that's not called shaloi. So the Avne Miluyim asks, say bezoi, how does Takonis Morish help over here? According to Rabbi Lezer, a sheula is no good. It has to be shaloi. It has to be shaloi. So according to Rabbi Lezer, how are you yaitze gozalites and besichich behem? So the din is that your yaitze, the Gemara says, your yaitze, how can it be yaitze? It's not shaloi. It's only yours for 7 days. The Gemara says, after 7 days, he has to give it back already. So it's only a bailus lizman. So it's not called Shaloi. That's not the Meluim Zakashe and the Rosh. Im Keinem Anachnu, we could say as follows. According to Rabbi Lezer, that needs Shaloi. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rashi says, Yekoine, Bishini Maise, Bishini Hashem. There's no problem. Rabbi Lezer Lashitose, that holds you need Shaloi. Rabbi Lezer Lashitose holds Kaka Nigzela, so he could be Koine, Bishini Maise, Bishini Hashem. The whole Gemara that is speaking about the Tkonis Morish, that is going La Loch according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, you don't need Shaloi. Shaul was also good. So if Shaul was also good, so Abaylus Lizman will also be good.